All right, so we know that a hero defeats. We know that a hero cares. We know that a hero helps. The way that a hero helps is what we're going to be learning tonight or this afternoon, is a hero serves. A hero takes their abilities, takes their talents, and does not use those selfishly. Somebody that takes a ability and uses it selfishly, let's just pretend that somebody received some kind of superhuman ability. If they used it selfishly, would they become a hero? No, they would become a villain. They'd be the villain. They'd be the one that would take their ability and use it to rob a bank, to steal, to kill, to destroy. They're the opposite of a hero. A hero takes what abilities they have, what talents they have, what they can do, and they don't use it for themselves. They use it for the people they care about, the people that they're trying to help. They become a servant to other people. Now, in the Bible, we're going to see in a moment that we are called to be servants. For those of you that have been saved or you've been in church for a while, you've probably heard the statement that we are supposed to serve God. How many of you ever heard that before? That we're supposed to serve God? We get that right out of the Bible. You can put your hands down. That is true. But you want to know a question that I asked for a long, long time? Is how am I supposed to serve God? How? How do I know what I'm supposed to do? I remember being told when I was younger, all my life, that God had created me for a very specific purpose. He had a plan for my life. And you know what my question was? What is it? How do I know? I want to serve God. I want God to be happy with me. So how do I find out? I'm going to give you three things this afternoon to help you serve God. How you can serve God in your life. All right, number one, the first thing we have to learn is we need to be who you are today. To serve God, you have to be who you are today. Not worrying about what's happening later on. Well, what am I going to do to serve God in the future? What about when I'm older, when I'm adult? What am I supposed to do? Stop worrying about that. Be who you are today. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, or as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. So God's talking to us as servants of God. As servants of God, we are supposed to submit ourselves to every ordinance, to our authorities. So let me ask you, raise your hand if you know the answer. Who is your biggest authority in your life right now? Who is your number one authority that you are supposed to submit yourself to? Your parents is exactly right. You know who you are today? You want to serve God? Number one, be who you are today. You know who you are? You're a kid. You're a child. You know what that means? You do what God has told children to do. The most important information for you to know as a child. Did you know that the Bible gives two direct commands to children and only two? There are only two things in the Bible where God says, children, do this. That's it. Two. There's only two. Who knows what the first one is? This is important. You're a child. You should know this. Lock this down. God has said to children, he's given specific things to men and to women and to adults. He's given lots of things. To children, he's given two direct things. The first one is obey your parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That's the first one. What's the second one? Yes, sir? I think you had it right. Say it a little louder. Obey God is a good one. God wants you to obey him. That's a given. But when you're obeying God and serving God, he looks at you and gives you two things to do. You're obeying me. The first one is to obey your parents. The second one is to honor your parents. Honor thy father and thy mother. So you want to serve God. You want God to be pleased with you. Be who you are today. Focus on obeying and honoring your parents. That's who God has you today. If you put your focus on that, God will start directing you and making you into the person he has for you to be. All through doing those two things. Obeying and honoring your parents. You want to serve God? You want to be the hero that serves? Start by being who you are today. The next thing. Be who God created you to be. I remember when I was younger, I wanted to please God. And I remember asking this question. I remember wondering, God, I know you have something for me to be. Am I supposed to be a pastor, be a missionary? Am I supposed to teach in a Christian school? What am I supposed to do? How many of you would be honest and say, Mr. Mike, I've wondered the same thing? Anybody? Yeah. I know I want to serve God, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. First off, be who you are today. Focus on being the child that you are today. Obey and honor your parents. Second, be who God created you to be. There are two people that we are going to look at a story that I think, these are probably some of my favorite people in the Bible, and most people don't even know who they are. Very short passage of scripture in the Bible for them, but it's awesome what we can learn from them. The first guy's name is Bezalel. Now, I need a young man that's going to be Bezalel for me. Who wants to volunteer to be Bezalel? Let's see here. Right here, blue shirt with the stripes. Yep, you got it right there. Come on up. This is Bezalel. Everybody give Bezalel a good hand. Anybody that's willing to come up here and let me make fun of him, I appreciate it. Now, we're going to read the story about Bezalel. Bezalel was very unique. Bezalel was a man that God called to do a very specific job. And God called him differently than most people. God called Bezalel by name. God uses Bezalel's name and says, Bezalel, that guy is who I'm choosing for this job. Let's find out who God made Bezalel to be. Exodus 31 and verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses. This is God speaking to Moses. This is back before the Bible was written. God spoke directly to Moses. Wouldn't that be awesome? That'd be amazing. God is speaking directly to Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. So God's talking to Moses, the leader of the Israelites, and he says, hey, I have a job, and I am choosing by name. I'm telling you who it is, Bezalel. That's who I want for this job. Why does God choose Bezalel? And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge. This guy's a good guy. He's filled with the Spirit of God. He has wisdom and understanding. What's this guy going to do? What's his job going to be? Is he going to be like a preacher that reaches the world? Is he going to be a missionary that changes the world for Christ? What is your job, man? God has created you for something amazing. You ready to find out what it is? I have filled him with the Spirit of God and wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. You know what workmanship is? That's a job. Verse number 4. To devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting of stones. He cuts rocks. To set them and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. You're going to have to work, dude. Like, hard. You know how hard it's going to be to cut a stone? Oh, verse number 6, and I behold, I have given with him Aholiab. I need an Aholiab. Is there a young man that'll be Aholiab? We're going to find out, because there's two men here that God chooses. He's got Bezalel by name and Aholiab. All right, you're going to be Aholiab. Come on up here, sir. Everybody give Aholiab a good hand. Right up here for me. Now, I'm still a little confused here. We're going to finish this, because I'm still a little confused. I know that God has chosen you by name. You have a job for God. God has you to do a very important job. I haven't figured out what it is yet. I know you know how to cut stones and work with gold and silver and brass. That's about all I know so far. But I do know that he has also given you somebody to help you. Aholiab. He's going to help you. Does that sound good? You're not on your own. Verse number 6. And I behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. But you're going to be making stuff. Verse number 7. The tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle. You know what this guy does? He makes furniture. He works with wood. Now, wait a minute. I got something over here. I want you to understand this. God is looking for somebody to do a job. And he looks and he sees Bezalel. And he has his tools. Bezalel makes furniture. That's what he does. That's what his job is. That's what God created Bezalel to do, was to make furniture. But you know what God had? He had a need. God knew he had a need. He was going to be building the tabernacle, and he needed somebody that was good at working with gold and bronze and silver and wood and stone. And he looked around and he says, I know I made somebody that's really good at that stuff. There he is. It's Bezalel. You know what God created Bezalel to do? To make furniture. Did you know that God could call somebody to make furniture? We just saw it. How do you serve God? You know how Bezalel served God? He made furniture. How about Aholiab? You're his servant. He's in the workshop making furniture. Do you make furniture? No. You help him make furniture. Do you know what Aholiab did? He cleaned the shop. That's what you do. If you work for a guy that makes furniture, he's cutting wood, he's cutting stones, he's working with all this metal, do you think he's going to make a mess? But he's too busy making furniture, so he's given Aholiab to come behind him and clean up the mess. Do you know what Aholiab does to please God and to serve God? He uses a broom. Now, wait a minute. Hang on. So I'm telling you right now that Aholiab is serving God with a broom? Does that even make sense? No, no. God doesn't call people to use a broom. That's not serving God. That can't be. Look at the very first part, verse number 2. See, I have called by name Bezalel. Who called Bezalel? Was it Moses? Who decided that Bezalel was going to be making furniture? God did. I can imagine that Bezalel, when he was a child, was in school, and he hated English. He probably wasn't the best speaker. Every once in a while in school, he had to do an oral report, and he probably hated it. But when he got into math class, he realized that he liked math. He could measure things out, and he understood those numbers. And then as he got older, he got into a class called wood workshop or wood shop. And in that class, they made a birdhouse. And you know what Bezalel fell in love with? Making things. Because that's who God made Bezalel to be. And Bezalel, because God had gifted him with a talent of working with wood, he learned how to not only work with wood, but with gold and with silver and with precious stones. And he built all this stuff. Did he do it because he hated it? No, he did it because he loved it. He had a talent. He had an ability. This is something he enjoyed. And you know what God wanted him to do? To do exactly what he created him to be. Oholiab over here, he's standing there and he's going, man, I can't make stuff like that. He doesn't feel like he has much to offer. He wasn't the greatest in math or in spelling or in English. He wasn't really all that talented in many things. But God did give Oholiab one thing. He gave him a servant's heart. Oholiab liked to serve people. And when he found Bezalel, and he found that Bezalel had a messy shop, he said, hey, I'll clean up your shop for you. I like to serve people. God's given me a heart to serve people. And he starts cleaning the shop. Bezalel served God by being who God created him to be. Oholiab served God with his broom by being who God created him to be. If you want to serve God with your life, number one, be who you are today. Number two, be who God created you to be. Everybody give these two a good hand. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I have been trying to learn this week how to better myself at leading some of these songs. I've always done it wrong, and I could probably continue doing it wrong. But I'm realizing that it's better off if I take the time to learn how to do it right and just admit to myself that I'm the problem, it's not somebody else. But do you think I have been gifted with a beautiful voice and that God has created me to go across the country singing for His glory? No, not at all. My son was awesome to me last night. I was explaining to my wife, my beautiful bride, how horrible it went, how I am really messing the songs up. And Josiah comes around the corner and goes, Daddy, you sounded great. Like, you poor child. He has his daddy's ears. He's tone deaf. I'm sorry. I know that God has not created me for singing. There are other things that I cannot do. If you look right up here, there is a white drain that is on the ceiling there. Okay? That was not what was up there originally. You see, the AC in here, I've seen it for a few years. You can even look at the wood up here. The AC will drip and land on the wood, and it's destroying the wood up here, and it has been for years. So I got the brilliant idea that I was going to put something up there to catch the water and drain it right out. That it was a great idea. So I took some sewer pipe, I cut it in half, I taped it together, I twisted it up there with wire and went, yeah, that's good stuff. It was ugly. It was horrible. And Pastor Carter walked in here and saw my handiwork. And he went, that's got to change. Because you know what? God didn't create me with an ability to make stuff. I do not have a good ability to take wood and screws and metal and build something. Whenever I get home and I pull out the hammer and the tools to get something around done around the house, my beautiful bride hides in the bedroom because she knows that it's not going to turn out well. You can walk through my house and spot every place I have ever worked on my house. When we first moved into my house, there was no light switch by the door. You had to like walk into the house to turn the lights on. I'm like, that's not gonna pass. So I moved the light switch right beside the door. Simple job. That is the ugliest light switch you will ever see in your entire life. It like sticks out from the wall about that far because I don't know how to get it in there like it's supposed to be. And it's kind of a hazard because if you leave the light on for too long, the screws that hold it in there get really, really hot, and so you don't want to touch the screws because they'll burn your finger. Why? I don't know. My house is going to burn down one day because of that thing. It's just going to happen. I know it. We got to move quick. I am not good at being a carpenter. Do you know why? Because God did not create me to do those things. God created me for a different purpose. If you want to serve God, number one, be who you are today. Obey your parents. Honor your parents. Number two, be who God created you to be. God has designed you, created you for a purpose. If you like working with wood, then you keep working with wood. That's what God has made you to be. If you like cooking, then you keep cooking and you get better at that and you be the best chef you can be. Whatever God has created you to be, you do that for His honor and for His glory. Then the last thing. First, we want to be who you are today. Second, be who God created you to be. And third, be listening for God's calling. You see, Bezalel was an adult. He was a skilled carpenter, a skilled workman when God called him. Just imagine for a second how different the story would have been if Bezalel was not a hard worker before God called him. When God called Bezalel, he was already a skilled workman. He was already working as hard as he could to the glory of God, and he did his best in everything God had created him to be. And then at one moment, God said, Bezalel, I have a job for you. And Bezalel was ready. As you're serving God and you're being who you are today and you're being who God created you to be, the entire time you keep your ear open to God's word. There was one day as a high schooler, as I was wanting to serve God, as I was wanting to do what was right, I had to turn my focus towards obeying and honoring my parents. You know why? Because that's who I was today. At that time, I was a child. Remember my story I told you last night about Chris and how Chris helped me learn how to honor my mom by carrying her books? That was that time of my life. God was teaching me how to be more obedient, more honoring. And then as I walked with him and I served him in every way that I could, the way he had made me to be, I can point you to a chapter and verse in the scripture where God called me to be a preacher. Above anything and everything else I do in my life, what I am doing right now is what God has called me to be. If you continue being who you are today and being what God has created you to be, then there will come a time when God is going to call. Some of you, God is going to call and he's going to say, hey, I'm looking for a pastor. Some of you, God is going to call and he's going to say, hey, I'm looking for a missionary. Some of you, God is going to call and he's going to say, hey, I'm looking for someone to join the military. There's going to be somebody God's going to call and say, hey, I'm looking for somebody that will work and they'll get a job. And they'll pay for the things that the church needs. God's going to call a young lady one day and say, hey, I'm looking for someone who will take care of their home. Hey, I'm looking for someone who will be a teacher in a Christian school. One day, as you are trying to serve God, who you are today and who God has made you to be, God will lay on your heart through His Word exactly what He wants you to be. Can you serve God and be right in the middle of what God wants you to do, be fully obedient by being a furniture maker? Yes, you can. That's what God created Bezaleel to be. Can you be exactly what God wants you to be? Sweeping up somebody's shop one day? Yes, you can. Because serving God is more about why you do what you do than it is about what you are doing. God wants you to serve Him. God is looking for you to serve Him. You know what that means? Number one, be who you are today. Number two, be who God created you to be. And number three, be listening for His call.